Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Hurricane Helene wiped out entire towns in western North Carolina on Friday after devastating the west coast of Florida. Multiple local groups are organizing relief efforts. The Columbus Baptist Association, Doc Missionary Baptist Association, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, Whiteville Police and Fire Departments, Tabor City Fire, and multiple local churches and groups are gathering supplies for transportation to hard-hit areas. The Columbus Baptist Association will open a drop-off center at 208 South Thompson Street in Whitefield this morning. Diapers, baby supplies, cases of water, non-perishable foods that does not require cooking, men's and women's hygiene products, and packages of underwear and socks are also being accepted. Monetary donations are also welcome, but no loose clothing is being accepted by any relief organizations at this time. More than a quarter of a million people are without power in our state alone. The county administration and several local and fire rescue departments have dispatched teams to assist in rescue and recovery efforts. State Representative Brendan Jones said weather conditions prevented a flyover by legislators on Sunday. He said state officials are working to establish a distribution center. He said Sunday that officials are trying to formulate a disaster plan to ensure help gets where it is most needed. Cell and internet service remains spotty in many communities, including the city of Asheville. The state has set up a portal to donate, report missing persons, and volunteer at ncdot.gov. Look for the Hurricane Helene tab at columbuscountynews.com. Locally, some downed trees and nuisance flooding were reported across Columbus County. Flood warnings are still in effect for the Lumber, Waccamaw, and Cape Fear Rivers. Whiteville officially saw a little over 1.5 inches of rain on Friday. Backyard gauges saw more than 5 inches across the county. A number of boats and docks were damaged at Lake Waccamaw. In other news, Jonathan Jordan will spend the next 18 to 23 years in prison after his conviction on drug trafficking charges this past Wednesday. He was arrested after a traffic stop turned up heroin, fentanyl, marijuana, and cocaine in 2022. The drugs were in a Crown Royal bag that fell from his pocket as he exited his vehicle. Southeastern Community College in Whiteville officially opened its new $375,000 greenhouse this past Wednesday. The greenhouse was paid for through the North Carolina Tobacco Trust Fund. The greenhouse is part of an ongoing effort to modernize agribusiness education in Columbus County. A benefit breakfast and lunch will be held for Michael Harton this Saturday at Macedonia Church in Evergreen. Sausage wraps, hot dogs, and baked goods will be available starting at 6 a.m. The church is located at 6791 Princess Anne Road in Evergreen. And in high school football, East Columbus will host East Bladen for their delayed football game tonight at 7 o'clock. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.